Chapter 16. I was frozen to the wooden planks beneath me as the door opened wider and my mom stepped out onto the porch.
Jason!
She screamed and flung her arms around me. I tried to reply, but a choking noise was all I could manage as I held on to my mother tightly. We stood on the little wooden porch in a bone-crushing hug as she began to cry, and she rocked me back and forth like a little kid. But I honestly didn't give a shit. She smelled like the floral perfume she always wore, and she was still just ridiculously short compared to me. And I let her cry and hug me as long as she wanted to before I finally stepped back to look at her. I was blown away by how healthy my mother was. I had expected her to be bone thin from weeks of scrounging for food, but she was the healthy size she had always been with well-earned muscles. Her brown hair was tied up into a neat bun like she'd been doing some house cleaning, and she had paint-stained overalls on with her favorite pink slippers. "Mom," I managed to say eventually, as I clutched her hands. "You're alive."
"How did you get here?"
she whispered as she looked me up and down.
"You look so strong. Are you still growing? Are you hurt at all?"
"No, I'm fine," I smiled, and I wiped a tear from my cheek with my sleeve. "Is Dad here?"
"Of course he is, but..."
My mom leaned a bit to look around me.
"Jason, what is that thing behind you?"
I was about to reply when the door of the black booth opened and Becca stepped out.
"What?"
my mom gasped, and I squeezed her hand as she gaped at the gorgeous blonde who was now bounding over to us.
"Oh my God!"
Becca squealed.
"Hi! You must be Jason's mom. I'm Becca. This house is so cute. I love the little porch. Super American."
"Mom, this is my wife, Becca," I grinned, and my mom gasped once more.
You got married?"
she asked.
"Oh, honey, you're so beautiful, but where the hell did you come from?" "Oh, I'm from England,"
Becca clarified.
"You know, the one..." "Hey!"
Kat called as she came out of the black booth, and my mom's eyes were as wide as saucers now.
Hello?
My mom replied in a flustered tone.
"Can someone please explain what's going on?"
Haywan and Adhara piled out of the booth together before I could answer, and I hurriedly helped my mom over to the bench swing on the porch. She looked pale, and her eyes were fixed on Adhara, and Becca started frantically fanning my mother with both her hands. Then I heard a familiar voice.
"Jason? What in the..."
I looked over at the doorway and saw my father standing there. He looked great, with his beard neatly trimmed and his usual Blackhawks hat on. But he wore a pair of new, round glasses I hadn't seen before. He was standing tall, like always, with a clearly confused scowl on his face. But I rushed over to him and grabbed him into a hug before he could say anything else. The relief that consumed me was overwhelming. Both of my parents were safe. Everything was okay. And they seriously looked like there wasn't a fucking apocalypse raging around the world right now.
"Hey there, kid,"
my dad chuckled as he clutched onto me, and I heard him sniffing back his tears.
"I didn't know if I'd ever see you again. This shit has been
fucking crazy," I finished for him.
"Crazier than hell," he laughed.
"Aw,"
Haywan said behind me.
"It really is so nice to meet you both. Your son is amazing,"
Kat added as I pulled back from my dad.
"I love your hat,"
Becca cut in.
"Baseball, right? That's baseball?"
Hockey.
My dad's lips twitched into a grin.
"How did you all get here?"
Through that.
My mom pointed a shaky finger at the black booth.
"Grace, are you okay, honey?"
My dad hurried over to my mom.
"You're shaking."
"I'm so happy."
She sniffed and dabbed her eyes.
"But our son had better explain what the hell is going on, and why that pretty young lady is purple."
"Purple?"
My dad straightened up and looked around, and his eyebrows shot up as he noticed Adhara. "Oh, yeah," I grinned. "This is Adhara, and I do have some explaining to do. I don't want to bore you with the details, but basically... Aliens sent dinosaurs down to Earth because they thought we were a different race who they were at war with.
Adhara came down to scout out the damage,
Kat said.
But we showed her that humans had never been in contact with aliens, never mind been at war with them.
So we went from Cambridge to Ravenscar to South Korea,
Becca added and twirled a strand of her hair.
And then we went to Switzerland before we jumped into space to stop a war that would wipe out humanity for good. And Jason saved the planet,
Heiwan said with a nod.
The alien fleets have been stopped, and Adhara's people are going to come and live with us on Earth after they wipe out most of the Mina dinos for us. Oh, and your super fantastic son is married to me and Heiwan,
Becca mentioned with a casual shrug.
He's about to marry Kat and Adhara, too. And that's why we're here, to invite you to the wedding.
The porch was silent for several minutes, and my parents both had their mouths hanging open as they slowly turned to face me. I straightened my posture and tried to look as respectable as possible so they wouldn't linger too long on the multiple wives thing. But I couldn't really tell what they were thinking for a while. They just stared at me, and my girls stared at them.
Jason,
my dad finally muttered, and he shifted his weight as he hooked his thumbs in his belt loops.
Is all of that true?
Yes, sir, I nodded. I know it's a lot to take in, but maybe I can prove it easier when we're back on board the spaceship.
You guys look like you've done well,
Kat observed as she looked up at the house.
Not many dinos out here? Well, there aren't many anywhere,
my mom replied as she dragged her eyes away from me.
We managed to get the problem pretty much under control, other than the internet going out and whatnot.
Under control? My eyebrows bunched together. What do you mean?
The military's been good about addressing the whole thing, my dad said with a shrug. Not to get too patriotic, but they mowed those scaly bastards down like there was no tomorrow. They still have stations set up everywhere for when those sky holes open and the dinosaurs get blasted down dead the second they try to come through.
Wait, I said in disbelief. The dino problem isn't even that bad here?
My boss wanted us to keep coming to work, my dad snorted. I told him to give me a raise or kiss my ass. He went with the raise, so business is good.
God, it sounds so American when you say it like that,
Becca gushed, and my dad cocked an eyebrow at her.
Anyway, other than not being able to communicate with the rest of the world, things haven't been too bad,
my dad finished.
Holy shit,
Kat laughed.
In England, it was literally like the apocalypse. I've lost track of how many dinos we've killed.
You killed them?
My mom asked, and she got up from her chair. Listen, I smiled. I'm so happy to see you guys, but we still have to pick up the girls' parents, too. Let's talk more on the ship.
What do I need to take?
My mom asked.
Shit! You're getting married, Jason. I need to find my good hat. They wear hats in England for things like this, right? Yes,
Becca and Kat said together. So grab a good hat, I chuckled. Wear whatever you want. The wedding is in space. Why don't you both go grab a bag and we'll wait here? My dad chuckled as my mom hurried into the house in her pink slippers, and he adjusted his Blackhawk's hat while he waited for her to be out of earshot. Then he gestured for me to step a bit closer, and I quickly did as he wished.
Am I counting wrong, or did those girls just say you're fixing to have four wives?
My dad muttered under his breath.
Yeah, just four, I cleared my throat. Maybe we can go over all this later.
My dad sent me a nod and headed inside without another word. Oh, I can't believe they're safe, I sighed heavily. Holy shit, this is insane.
This house is so cute,
Becca groaned.
And your parents? The baseball hat and the slippers? Fuck, it's so adorable.
Did you see him loop his thumbs in the...
Heiwan mimicked my dad's stance as best she could, and my other girls nodded vigorously.
So American,
Kat decided.
I love it.
What are you... I chuckled and shook my head. He was just standing there.
Like an American,
Becca assured me.
Oh my God, are there baby photos of you inside?
Let's just stay out here, I said quickly. Protect the house from dinos, you know.
Sure.
Kat smirked.
Not because you don't want us to see you with a little rubber ducky in a bubble bath.
I had the little green army guys in my baths, I corrected, and my girls burst out laughing while Adhara just scowled in confusion.
The street my parents lived on was just as quiet as it had always been. It was a nice little place that had some fields spread around the houses, and I was shocked to see sheep lazily grazing around. It really did seem like it was all untouched by dinos.
"We're ready,"
my mom called as she hurried back onto the porch.
"I didn't know what to pack, so I've got a few outfits. Oh, we can't go empty-handed, honey, so I've taken a bottle of wine, too."
"Mom," I laughed, "you don't need to do that."
"She insisted," my dad smirked. "She wants to make a good impression."
"So we can all bring our families?"
Becca asked, and Adhara nodded.
"Amazing,"
Haywan clapped.
"My brothers will be so excited to see the spaceship."
"How does this work exactly?"
my mom asked nervously as we headed back down to the booth.
"Does it hurt? What if it goes to the wrong place? Can we breathe on the ship?"
"You step inside,"
Adhara smiled.
"It will take you back to Mothership. I have programmed coordinates already."
"Okay,"
my mom muttered.
"Jason, honey, why don't you go first?"
"Sure, Mom," I smiled, and I stepped back into the small booth. My dad crossed his arms as he watched me closely, and I sent him a brief wave. I didn't even need to hit the screen the second time around. So as soon as the door closed, there was a glow of light and a small rumble before the booth was still. I opened the door and found myself back on board the ship. "Fucking incredible," I muttered as I stepped out, and I waited for the rest of my family. My mom and dad arrived together, and they squeezed out of the booth with their eyes wide.
"Not bad," my dad mused as he looked all around.
"Jason,"
my mom gasped.
"Are we really on a spaceship?"
"You are," I laughed. "Wait until you see the view." The girls arrived one by one, and Adhara smiled at my parents as her fingers wriggled a little nervously by her side.
"This is ship,"
the alien said in a formal tone.
"I hope you like it. You can go anywhere. My parents are in charge. I will show you around, maybe?"
"Can we go and get our parents now?"
Becca asked.
"My mom's gonna lose her shit when she sees this place."
"Yes, bring Debbie,"
Adhara nodded.
"You know how to work it. If you do not note coordinates, you can type in town, and the map will appear on screen. Press the part of map you want to go, and it will work."
"I don't have anything to wear," I realized. "Should I get my suit from Jeju Island? It might still be kind of bloodstained, but..."
"You can make clothes here,"
Adhara said with a wave of her hand. "Make clothes?" I asked. "I'm not much of a sewer."
"We have a machine,"
the beautiful alien replied.
"You press what you like to wear and it will create."
"What?"
Haywan asked.
"We can just get any outfit we want?"
"Yes,"
Adhara shrugged.
"Whatever you like. Humans should have this also. No need for big shop."
"That sounds amazing,"
Becca squealed.
"Do we get to design your wedding dresses?"
"Go get your families," I grinned. "Handle all that and then we'll worry about wedding dresses. In the meantime, why don't we show my parents around?"
"Yes, let us do that."
Adhara nodded and smiled at me.
"You can meet my parents also. They will be pleased to meet the leader of Earth's family."
"Come again?" my dad asked.
"Yes, anytime you want to visit, we will have you here,"
the beautiful alien assured him, and she gestured for us to follow her. My dad and mom both stayed put and looked at me with their most parenty expressions, but I was too focused on my girls to explain everything at the moment. "Give me a second," I said hastily, and I caught Kat's hand before she entered the booth. Hey, do you want me to go with you for this?"
No, I'll be okay."
The soldier smiled a little weakly. "No, you won't," I decided. "I'll go with you."
"Jason, stay here and show your parents around,"
Kat insisted.
"Yeah, we've got her,"
Becca assured me, and she looped her arm with Kat's.
"Anyone who birthed this badass soldier has to be doing just fine."
I didn't respond while I studied Kat's face, and the beautiful soldier sent me a more convincing smile this time. Then she tilted her chin up to kiss me softly, and Becca and Haywan came over to get their own goodbye kisses, too. "Be safe," I told my women. "Keep those guns ready, and if anything fucked up comes along, get back here and find me. I'll come with, and..."
"We'll be fine,"
Becca laughed.
"We've learned a thing or two in the last few weeks, you know."
"Yeah, go get ready for our wedding,"
Kat ordered, and her commanding tone instantly brought a grin to my face. Yes, ma'am, I chuckled. Tell Kwan to bring his dancing shoes.
Absolutely.
Heiwan nodded stoically.
That is all a man needs in space.
I finally stepped back to let my ladies pile into the booth, and as soon as they finished blowing me kisses, the door closed and I turned away. My parents were watching me with intent expressions that reminded me we still had a lot to discuss. But for now, Idhara opened the door back onto the main floor. I was startled to see the entire room was covered with purple lighting. There were no screens or sofas, and the place had been completely converted into what I assumed was a traditional alien wedding venue. There were rows of floating white seats that were all facing a circle stage in the middle of the room. In the stage, there was a small pool of water, and there were glowing, floating orbs everywhere, just like the one Leo had used in CERN. The orbs flashed gently with different shades of purple, and there was dreamy music playing that made my chest vibrate in the strangest way. There were electric blue flowers along the walls, too, and twirling ivy-like plants hung from the ceiling. Whoa, I breathed. This looks awesome.
Oh, my goodness,
my mom said.
Jason, this is beautiful.
Not bad, my dad agreed. How did they do this in the span of 10 minutes, I asked.
My mother is good at events,
Edhara shrugged. And why is there water, I checked.
To stand in,
the alien replied.
We put our feet in together during the ceremony, then dry each other's feet and put on shoes. Oh, that's sweet,
my mom said and nudged my dad.
What a lovely tradition.
I was slightly in shock that my parents kept taking all this crazy shit in stride. But they had never been strictly traditional people anyway. Maybe the whole dinosaur apocalypse had loosened them up even more. Welcome, Edhara's father said as he appeared at the bottom of the stairs. I hadn't even heard him coming, and my parents jumped as he spoke.
Oh, hello,
my mom said in an anxious tone.
Nice to meet you. I'm Grace, and this is Edward. We're Jason's parents.
We are pleased to have you here, Edhara's father bowed his head. Meeting the leader of Earth's ancestors is important to us.
My dad raised an eyebrow, and all I could do was grin as he shot me another loaded look.
Allow me to show you around, the male alien said. We can leave the offspring to get ready.
Lovely,
my mom said.
Jason, honey, I'm still in shock, but I'm so proud of you.
I stooped low so she could reach my cheek to give me a kiss, and then my parents shuffled off to join the alien leader as he led them up the bronze stairs. My dad smirked over his shoulder just before he was out of sight, and I couldn't help chuckling. It was so fucking nice to see them again.
We should go and get our clothing,
Edhara said.
Let me show you how.
The gorgeous alien took my hand and led me over to the set of stairs that led down to the next floor. I was on top of the world as my beautiful lover clutched onto me tightly, and she quietly hummed as she led me over to a doorway on the right side of this level. Where is everyone? I asked as I glanced around at the empty space.
Probably helping my parents for the ceremony,
Edhara said.
They will be making food, maybe planning music.
The alien pushed open a black door, and we stepped into a large room with four rectangular structures that looked like wardrobes. They were a glistening white color with built-in screens that displayed a male alien and a female. This is what we use to make clothes? I asked, and Edhara nodded.
I am happy to do this,
she smiled.
I had never seen wedding dresses before, but after Becca and Heiwan had one, I would like one also.
You're going to look gorgeous, I murmured, as we stopped in front of the machines, and Edhara glowed dark purple as her eyes glittered at me. Then I reached out and touched the image of the male alien on the closet screen, and it lit up with multiple options of clothing. I tapped the pants first, and it displayed a huge list of colors and materials. I'm glad this is done with pictures, I chuckled. I haven't quite mastered your language yet.
It is not so simple to learn,
Edhara laughed as she started on her own design. I picked out a black suit with an emerald shirt underneath. Now it matches your eyes, I said, as the finished look popped up on screen. Do you like it?
It is the same as my eyes,
Edhara said excitedly.
Yes,
You will look so handsome in this.
Works for me, I said as I examined the screen. I guess tap this green button to finish up? But how does it know my measurements?
Tap the button,
Edhara said simply.
Then step inside.
I pressed the green circle on the screen, and the front panel of the machine slid open to reveal a small mirrored room. Oh, awesome, I laughed, and stepped into the alien fitting room. The door gently slid closed behind me, and a red light began to scan me from head to toe. It beeped steadily as it ran down my body, and then an automated voice said something in the alien language. There was a gentle whirring above me, and the suit I'd just designed slowly lowered from the ceiling on a black hanger. It stopped right in front of me, and I pulled off my clothes to get dressed. The material was incredibly soft, and everything fit as perfectly as if a tailor had spent hours adjusting the suit. When I looked in the mirror, I couldn't stop smiling. It had been so long since I didn't have any life or death responsibilities. But my mind was completely at ease right now. The suit looked great, too, and I had to admit I felt pretty confident my women would love it. I slid the door of the room open again and stepped back out to show Edhara.
Jason!
She gasped.
You look so nice! I want to mate with you just from looking at you. Yeah, damn,
Becca said as she entered the room.
Our husband is looking fine.
Kat and Haywan appeared behind her, and they both grinned as they looked me up and down.
Hell yeah,
Kat laughed.
That suit is amazing. This bride proves.
Thanks. I grinned as I spun around, and Becca whistled. Where are your parents, though? I asked. Did everything go okay?
Dad was in his holiday home in Spain. It's a really small village, so there were basically no dinos around,
Kat said with a wry smirk.
He's been living on the beach and watching the dino sharks this whole time.
Lucky bastard,
Becca snorted.
Mum's neighbor was one of those doomsday preppers,
the soldier continued.
She always thought he was nuts, but he led her into his bunker, and they've been eating tinned beans and playing cards this whole time.
That's a pretty good outcome, I laughed. So getting everyone here went okay?
Everything went perfectly,
Kat said with a smile.
They've all joined your parents for the tour. Adhara's dad was very insistent that they get the full alien experience. I think my mom's pretty close to fainting.
Mine too, I said. It's kind of a lot to spring on someone, but I'm so glad they're here.
I think I need help,
Adhara said,
with making my dress. Can you girls show me what will look good on me? My sweet supermodel alien,
Becca sighed and strolled over.
You could wear a bag and be the hottest thing in the universe, but hell yes will help you.
We will help Kat too,
Haywan grinned.
Otherwise she might try and get married in her camo pants and boots.
I like camo and boots,
the soldier laughed. So do I. I sent the soldier a wink, and she snickered when my gaze dropped to her glorious ass.
Okay,
Becca cut in.
This is officially the bridal suite. Jason, you must leave so we can prepare your beautiful brides.
I'll leave you to it, I agreed. Does it matter that I have absolutely no idea what I meant to do during the ceremony?
I will show you,
Edhara promised.
It is simple. Maybe we can do the vow talking that you all did before. I like this.
Anything for my wives, I said. And Kat gave me a kiss on the cheek before she started to design her dress. I felt the girls chattering and giggling behind me, and as I stepped out of the room, I was convinced it was the best noise in the universe. I could hear voices upstairs, too, and I made my way over to the bronze staircase. As I headed up the steps, I realized the conversation was taking place in the alien language, and when I reached the next level, I found Leo in deep conversation with Edhara's mother. They looked over at me as I approached and nodded approvingly at my suit.
This is a good clothing,
the older woman said.
All the human ancestors are being shown around. Our other scout who stayed on island of your world has returned also. The ceremony will begin shortly.
About that, I said. I was wondering if you could teach me a phrase in your language so I can use it in my vows.
Our language? Leo asked and crossed his burly arms. What do you want to say?
I love you, I said. I figure it can't be too hard to at least learn one sentence. The male scout raised an eyebrow, and then he made a series of slow, guttural grunts, followed by a gentle hum.
I said.
Okay, here goes. I made some noises that I felt were pretty close to what Leo had said, and suddenly the stoic alien broke out into a howl of laughter. His stern face softened, and his shoulders shook, and I sighed when he actually braced his hands on his knees to recollect himself. That bad? I grinned. Damn it. Let me hear it again. Leo kept repeating the sounds, and I took it piece by piece until I could just about mimic them.
It is close,
Edhara's mother smiled.
I believe my daughter will appreciate gesture.
I guess that's all that matters, I chuckled. There was a sudden burst of voices, and footsteps rang out as a group of people came down the bronze stairs. Edhara's father led my parents into the room, followed by the girls' families. Quan, G, and all of Heiwan's brothers appeared, and then Debbie came in close behind. A man and woman I figured were Kat's parents were next, and I grinned from ear to ear to see everyone together.
Jason!
Heiwan's brothers yelled, and they jogged over to me and grabbed me into a hug.
Hey, guys, I laughed. Holy shit, it's good to see you all. You did it!
Sun-hee laughed and shook my shoulder.
You saved the world!
I did, I chuckled.
Not only that, Tay said. I hear you are now the ruler of it.
Not bad, Min-Jun smirked. I am glad to have you as a brother.
Thanks, man, I said with a grin. I'll make sure everyone's set up nice once I'm, I don't know, doing ruler shit.
You better.
Sun-hee waggled his eyebrows at me. Then Debbie hurried over to me, and the brothers broke away to let her pass.
You gorgeous yank!
The blonde woman shrieked as she grabbed me by the shoulders.
My daughter's got good taste, that's for damn sure. We're on a fucking spaceship, Jason.
We are, I laughed. Pretty cool, right?
There's aliens all over the place,
Debbie said with wide eyes.
It's incredible. Those purple boys have got some arms on them, too. Did you see the jawlines?
I didn't have time to notice, I grinned. Quan and G strode over to me while Debbie eyed an older-looking alien man from head to toe, and the Underground King reached out a hand.
My son has done well, he said approvingly. I suppose you really have earned that Porsche.
You got a Porsche?
Debbie asked, and snapped her attention back to me.
Can I have a shot at it?
Would you like one, too? Quan asked.
And Debbie grabbed onto my arm as her eyes widened even more.
You are family now,
G smiled.
We share with our family.
Damn right I want a bloody Porsche,
Debbie snorted.
You got room on that island of yours for a few more people?
My in-laws laughed with each other, and I headed over to the man and woman I hadn't met yet. Hi, I smiled. You must be Kat's parents. I'm Jason.
It's an honor, the man replied. I'm Eric, and this is Lauren.
Kat has told us so much about you,
Lauren smiled.
We're looking forward to getting to know you better.
Suddenly, the dreamy music around us became louder, and Adhara's mother raised a hand like a teacher trying to get everyone's attention.
The joining ceremony will begin,
she announced.
Please take seats. Jason, up to the front with me.
My mom gave me a quick kiss on the cheek and then hurried over to take a seat with my dad. I made my way down to the circular stage, and Adhara's mother smiled in a way that looked so much like her daughter as she instructed me on what to do.
Take off your shoes,
she said,
and stand inside the pool. Your females are on their way.
Thank you. I slipped off my shoes and socks and rolled up my pant legs before I carefully stepped into the little pool. The water was perfectly warm, and as strange as the situation was, I found myself feeling completely relaxed. Then I looked up as I heard footsteps approaching, and my heart rate doubled on the spot. Holy fuck. It was my wedding day again. Becca and Heiwan appeared from the sleek bronze stairs, and they looked incredible. The blonde Brit had a light blue, figure-hugging dress on with matching heels. She had put on some soft makeup and blew me a kiss as I admired her, and her hair was lightly tousled in a kitteny way. Heiwan wore a deep red dress with a low-cut bodice and lacy sleeves. She had on black high heels and dark lipstick to match her dress, and I couldn't keep from admiring how perfectly the outfit hugged her petite body. The way her hips swayed with each step made her red dress even more alluring, and I had to remind myself that I wasn't alone in the lavish alien hall. The girls walked toward me with their heels clacking in time with each other, and then they stood to my right like bridesmaids.
"You both look amazing," I whispered.
"We know,"
Haywan grinned as she smoothed down her dress.
"Just wait until you see the others,"
Becca giggled.
"Your mind is about to explode, hubby."
There was a murmur amongst the crowd, and I looked over to see my two new brides at the far end of the room. My jaw practically hit the floor as I took in the sight, and I couldn't help but laugh at how fucking lucky I was. Kat was in a white, lacy dress that clung to every perfect curve of her sculpted body, and it was short at the front and draped down into a train at the back, so her toned legs were on display. She wore silver heels that glistened in the alien lighting, and her curly hair had been somewhat tamed with a lacy veil that draped down over her shoulders. The beautiful soldier's hazel eyes shone as she walked toward me, and I was mesmerized by her smile until my eyes suddenly caught on the white garter peeking out from under the skirt of her dress. Then my gaze flicked to Ihara, and my alien lover looked equally as unbelievable. Her outfit was made up of a cream-colored corset and a layered, puffy skirt. The top half of the dress plunged down to show off her amazing cleavage, and the material shimmered under the purple lighting. Adhara had tall, black heels on that laced up her slim lilac calves, and I had to drag my eyes away from her perfect legs as I processed the erotic view. I was so happy and turned on at that moment that I was almost lightheaded by the time my girls reached me, and it took every ounce of my willpower to keep my blood flow in order while I watched them gracefully slip off their shoes before they stepped onto the stage.
"You both look stunning," I whispered as they stepped into the water. "Seriously, I'm speechless."
"Thanks,"
Kat grinned.
"I decided against the camo pants."
"I approve this one time," I chuckled.
"I have wedding dress,"
Adhara said excitedly, as I took her hand to help her into the pool.
"Becca helped make it."
"It's almost as beautiful as you," I murmured, and the alien blushed a beautiful dark purple.
"Now for ceremony,"
Adhara's mother announced as she stood behind the stage.
"It is traditional to read speech."
The alien woman continued to recite something in her low clicks and hums, and Adhara's emerald eyes instantly welled up with tears. I just admired the way she and Kat glowed while the steady lull of Adhara's mother's voice echoed around the room. And when the reading was finished, the older alien took a moment to smile at her daughter.
"Do you want to say anything?"
she asked, and Adhara nodded.
"Jason,"
the lilac-skinned beauty began.
"When I came to Earth, I did not think I would meet any friends. I was lost and thought I would be fighting to survive among enemies. But then you showed me kindness and love, and I felt more safe than ever. Every day I felt more and more safe, and you made me smile even when I was scared."
Becca sniffed behind me, and I glanced over to see Haywan rub her back gently.
"I am so happy to be wife with you,"
Adhara continued with an adorable smile.
"We are family, forever."
"Yeah, we are," I grinned. "Adhara, you amaze me. Everything you do is incredible. And from the moment I met you, you fascinated me. You're so calm under pressure, and smarter than anyone I know, and you've never hesitated to help in any way you can. I can't tell you how grateful I am that your ship crashed in Ravenscar that day. It scared the hell out of me, but I wouldn't have it any other way. And I will spend my life loving you." I cleared my throat, and then I recited the alien phrase that Leo had taught me in what I hoped was a confident tone. I immediately heard Leo snickering somewhere in the crowd, but Adhara's hands flew to her cheeks as her emerald eyes glistened.
"Jason!"
the beautiful alien gasped.
"You learned this for me?"
I shrugged and grinned a bit, and Adhara's smile seemed to light up the whole room at that moment. Then I looked at Kat, and I started to feel a little choked up as I prepared for my next set of vows.
"I love you,"
the pretty soldier said right off the bat,
I'm not going to say a whole lot of cute stuff, because I hate crying in front of people, but I think you know there is no other man I would follow across the universe, Jason. And I can't believe how lucky I am to have you.
I'm the lucky one, I said as I looked into her dewy hazel eyes. Kat, I honestly can't believe a girl as amazing as you even exists. You're brave, kind, and can blow up dinosaurs like nobody else. I can't wait to play with guns with you for the rest of our lives. Kat sniffed, and these last words were what finally brought a few tears streaming down her cheeks.
Ugh, shit,
the soldier whimpered, and I held out my hand so I could clutch onto both of my girls.
Now, step out of water,
Adhara's mother said,
and dry your female's feet.
I carefully stepped onto the cold stage that surrounded the small pool, and I reached down for the black towel that had been placed on the steps. Then I knelt down and gently dried off Adhara's slender feet first before I moved on to Kat's.
That tickles,
the soldier giggled, and the two girls crouched down to return the favor. Once we were all dry, we slipped our shoes back on, and we turned to look at Adhara's mother.
The ceremony is complete,
the alien announced.
Jason is now joined with Adhara and Kat. May you mate often and well, and create many offspring.
Heiwan's brothers all burst out laughing while the rest of the room erupted into applause, and I was laughing just as much as them as I grabbed my two newest wives. Then I pulled the two beauties into a tight hug, and they planted kisses all over my face at the same time. It took all of my self-control not to grab their asses in front of everyone. But I let the feeling of their breasts pressing firmly against me bring a huge grin to my face.
Now, Adhara's father announced, we head down to lower level to celebrate. Our kind guest from Earth Korea has brought many bottles of a liquid called alcohol.
I snorted as I looked over at the Korean man in question, and Kwan simply smirked as he rubbed his scar-covered neck.
I will not be having the alcohol,
Adhara whispered.
I think I shall tell you news, Jason.
I watched the gorgeous alien stroke her stomach, and I knew in that moment that I was about to have the first ever alien-human hybrid kid. You're serious, I hissed, and Adhara nodded.
Are you happy?
She asked as she nervously bit her lip, and I immediately pulled her close for a kiss. I am over the fucking moon, I whispered. Literally.
Well, I'm glad that makes you happy,
Kat muttered.
Because I have been feeling kind of ill the past few mornings.
What? I blurted out.
We are all having babies,
Heiwan squealed and threw her arms up in the air.
This is such a wonderful day. Fuck, our family is going to be the most attractive family in the world,
Becca snickered. I couldn't even swallow while I tried to process my luck, and I felt like I was walking on air as we all headed off the stage. Then I caught my dad's eye, and both him and my mom had clearly heard my Korean lover's announcement. My dad's eyebrows were raised up into his hairline, while my mother just clapped absentmindedly. And when I sent my dad a grin, he started chuckling and shrugged. Then my mom burst into happy tears, and he dropped an arm around her shoulder and kissed her head. So I decided they were probably all right with all this, and I was more than fine with the way my life was turning out. Not only did I have the four hottest wives in existence, but I was about to have four kids, too. My mind was racing a mile a minute while I led my wives down the stairs, and it took a second to realize that the lower floor had also been completely transformed. The rest of the alien crew were hurriedly placing bowls down that were full of bizarre food that smelled incredible. There was lively music blasting out all around us, and the orbs of light above us flashed different colors. A long table was covered in bottles of wine and liquor that I recognized from my first wedding at the Buddhist temple. But this time, I knew I was about to experience my first ever alien party. I rifled my hair in bewilderment. But then I saw a long window along the left side of the room, and I strode over to see a blue and green planet below us. Holy shit, I muttered. There's Earth. My gorgeous wives had already started to dance, and I looked over to see my dad pouring Quan a glass of whiskey. The party had kicked off at full swing almost immediately, with aliens and humans alike. And my heart soared as I watched my girls fall around laughing as Heiwan tried to teach Adhara the Macarena. Their eyes all shimmered with happiness while their cheeks blushed the sweetest pinks. And my gaze drifted to all of their abdomens as I realized every one of these beautiful women were carrying my children. And everything I had fought for had been saved. My entire world was right there on that ship, dancing to alien music and cramming brightly colored foods into their mouths, and nothing would ever be the same from here on out. That day in the library, when I had met my first raptor, I had no idea what was about to come. I had no clue I would meet the loves of my life and prove to myself exactly what I was capable of. I had no clue how much I could even love a woman, let alone four. But here I was, and my heart was bursting with too much pride to be contained. All the near-death experiences and obstacles we had faced had all led to this moment of pure happiness. I turned back to look out of the window, and I stared down at the planet I was suddenly the leader of. It was a hell of a responsibility, but I felt confident that I was the right person for the job. After all, the planet was only still there because I had saved it.
"Hey, husband!"
Heiwan called.
"Come and dance!"
I turned back to the vibrant room and grinned at my beautiful wives as they twirled and laughed. It was finally time to enjoy myself with not a single worry. The world had been saved, and our crazy, dino-infested alien-allied future was only just beginning.